Notice how often garments are used. I mean, how does Jacob deceive his father to get the birthright from Esau? His clothes. And then we get the brothers now deceiving Jacob, and they do it by using Joseph's cloak. Even more irony is when we go to chapter 38, the Judah and Tamar story. Judah, who has now deceived his father, who deceived his father, Judah is deceived by Tamar, who changes her widow garments for the garments of a temple prostitute. Again, a clothing is used to deceive. It begins in Genesis, where Adam and Eve tried to hide their sins behind fig leaves. But it's really about shame and sin, and they're trying to hide their sin with garments, albeit of fig leaves. And God says, nope, that's not good enough. And he slays an animal. They wear animal skins. Blood is shed. If you follow that motif through Scripture, you know, you get all Isaiah. All the time you try to clothe yourself with your deeds, hide your sins by your deeds, but they're filthy rags. And then he says, but there is one who will clothe you in garments of salvation and robes of righteousness, which is where this motif goes, of course, through Christ. His garment was stripped off in order to reveal, not to deceive, but to reveal our sins on the cross.